Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We welcome in DP for the spillover. Hello, DP.
What up? Jay Foreman will make his grand entrance, and here he is.
He likes to come in a little bit late there.
Here's the grand entrance.
He's on Jay Foreman time.
Well, he's the man. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, he's just, you know.
He's the man.
There he is. What up, Jay?
Look at the linebacker. So you got your workout in early?
Yeah, I worked at I was pushing steel fork into my mouth.
Is that right?
listening to this nonsense that you guys were talking.
Were we?
What nonsense was
you
that?
You were not. Jay? Oh,
I had to come in and get him too. I didn't get him about your stuff, but I had to get him about some other stuff.
You got me about Hootie.
Yeah, you guys are up here talking about that article Sam wrote.
Yeah.
Mickey
yeah.
Joseph.
Yeah.
And recruiting in Omaha.
Yeah, yeah, going in there, Mickey.
I mean, it's not necessary to mention Barrett in there when they're two different things.
Okay. All right.
Mickey's a phenomenal recruiter. Barrett's done well. Those kids weren't coming to Nebraska anyways. Period.
So which kids?
The kids that didn't come here weren't coming. The cool thing at that point was not to go to Nebraska. That's the cool thing.
All right,
but in the reality thing, cool ain't going to do nothing for you until you got to go and play now. Like, I'd ask you, here's what I'd ask you this. With a new coaching staff, do you want to be a throw-in recruit or you want to be somewhere where you want to actually get used? I have more factual evidence that we have a tight end that set the all-time Nebraska receiving record in 2021, correct? You're only 18. You regurgitate something that you're talking about before you even born, and you can't say that you weren't influenced. Nebraska was the first to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
You chose no. That's all there is to it. It's not just about 4 years. It's not. You got to be able to see beyond 4 years. Because just because you go somewhere, that doesn't mean necessarily they're going to use you like they tell you. You get there and they kind of got you. You know what I'm saying?
I
mean, a kid that I train is there. I've talked to him ad nauseum about, you know, his experience. Yeah, it's different. I was like, you just got to stick it out and make it the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
At Iowa.
See that?
Jay, you know what I'm saying?
Jay, see what Jay does? See what he did? He just came in here spitting fire.
That's pretty factual.
Came out of the Tahoe, ready to roll.
He's ready to spit fire.
How you know I ain't driving my Suzuki
I saw it
dirt bike?
He was spying on you.
He was looking at you, right? No, I know he was.
He's trying to find you, Jay.
I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of him. Come on.
But, I mean, I do. Look, man, it is what it is. I mean, I think that. What? It's good for Nebraska in the sense of the state of Nebraska, right, that a high school football has gotten enough recognition for going to all these camps that other schools outside of the state or the 500-mile
radius
is looking at these guys. So that's kudos. So you got to give kudos to, like, Warren Academy and stuff where he's been doing it, I mean, for years, taking guys and getting them out in national exposure, 707 camps, being able to go to those other camps and stuff like that. And then plus – having good tape, so that's a good thing. That's a good problem. Now the problem is like, you know, the kids don't want to come. That's fine. But there was a time that you know, the coaches around the Omaha Metro were mad that they weren't getting offers. So now you're getting offers, and magically your kids ain't coming. Look, man, there's a thing in sports. It's a boomerang. It goes around. Okay, Yeah. In your time, you might be up on the mountaintop now, but when that boomerang comes and cuts you at the knees, you're going to be – you better remember all those things. So it all goes hand in hand, and those guys are all, you know, good places. It's good for them, though.
Yeah.
You know, if Nebraska didn't offer them, I'd have a problem.
Yeah.
Right? And most – I know for a fact Nebraska was, if not the first, one of the first to offer them, those guys. So their job is done. You chose different – because the way it goes, they might recruit by region. So if I'm recruiting, Florida, and DP's the running back coach, I hand him off to DP, but I'm the first contact. So maybe you got to look past like Barrett Roode. You got to look at who was the receiver coach.
Okay. All right. What else you got on your mind? DP, what do you got on your mind? You got Hootie on your mind?
Oh.
Sip to spare his right, Hootie. DP got very upset about this.
So there'll be zero Hootie negativity in this space.
Just because I said he was playing at the Drury Inn, is that what rankled you so?
No, it's just.
Where's that at?
That
the Drury Inn up at St. Joe.
The
Missouri?
Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
I just say unpopular bands end up at the Drury Inn.
You don't like Hootie and the Blowfish?
I know. Can you believe
how
this?
How do you not
it's
like
it? Unless three of us like Hootie and
like,
one of us
doesn't.
Hootie's all right. I like him. I like him more than not liking him.
Okay.
I can deal with Hootie.
How about that? I totally
dislike him. I gave the song a 6.7.
I think his music is great.
DP, I gave the song a 6.7.
So to give you some idea, like I'm going to drag these two to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh yeah,
I'm not invited. You notice I'm not invited.
No,
go ahead.
You've had Hootie
well,
slander.
No, you just said. Well,
yeah, it was just like that.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
But there's an annual event, golf event,
Myrtle Beach Monday
after the Masters. And it's a 4-day event, and this is a Jay Foreman event.
I've seen it before.
Jake Sorensen will lose his mind.
That's a given.
But it's 4 days at Barefoot Resort. It's one of the great fundraisers. It was originally tied to the Jimmy V Foundation, but they've done it every year for almost 30 years. And everybody from sports is there. Everybody from music is there. Celebrities, actors, the whole shebang. You're there. House of Blues there in Myrtle Beach. Big concert. John Daly gets on stage with him and performs. Stuart Scott used to. Alice Cooper, R.E.M., Tiger Woods. You're like it's just a
Jake Sorensen.
Samuel Jackson.
Jay Fiedler.
Yeah,
like no, with Jay Fiedler.
Right.
No one
well,
to be
well,
seen.
Well, Zach Taylor's always there. Zach Taylor's always at the event.
Zach Taylor.
Zach Thomas
is always at the event. It's a 4-day event. It's pretty cool, and then it finishes with a concert that night. Okay. Where everybody just kind of gets up and jams. It's a really cool sports auction sort of deal. But that number Cracked Rearview was number one that year, and it's the 19th greatest album ever. Sold.
I try to tell
ever.
You this
DP, like from 94 to 98, they were one and four. And then he goes country and becomes number one for three consecutive albums. Like
pretty sugary pop to me.
No,
it don't matter.
That means you haven't listened to him.
There's way more sugary pop than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
he did a couple little sugary pop. He lost a little cred, but then he's bounced back like a champion.
Here's what
people lose their way a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, no, but he's a Southern boy. So him singing country music, they always thought they were a country band.
He went to South Carolina.
Yeah, and they said
the brothers from South Carolina are different.
He said, "This is a black band with three white dudes." Like it's a black band with three white dudes.
Okay.
That's how they define it.
Okay.
And full disclosure, like they're all and three of them are DC football fans. Like they grew up there in DC.
So you do have an allegiance.
So well, no, they would come on, and I can say the name of it because that was the name of the show. But Redskin Magazine TV show, they would come on the show. As a matter of fact, when I was in Charlotte, they would stay at the house. They did a fundraiser for us they went to a local bar and played on a Sunday afternoon just to help raise funds for a family whose house had burned and they had lost everything. So these are the good folks.
Okay.
Steve, who's your number one? You look like a Metallica guy.
No, he's not a Metallica guy.
You know?
Uh-oh.
What are you?
I don't dislike Metallica. I don't know if I can. It's like identifying your favorite movie. It's really hard to do.
You're Tom Petty. Right?
Would you go to a Metallica?
Petty's probably close Tom as I
Petty.
Can.
Would you go to? Yeah, I can see Tom Petty.
Yeah, as close as I can get.
Would you go to a Metallica concert?
No, probably not.
They said that's one of the best concerts to go to.
Is it really?
Would you go to one?
I've been to one.
I haven't gone to a lot of concerts. I have seen a lot of Springsteen.
Okay.
A lot of Springsteen. I saw Jackson Browne. Okay. Jake, who have I seen? I haven't gone to many concerts.
You saw Willie Nelson before?
Oh, yeah. I went to Willie Nelson's picnic. That was incredible, in Austin, Texas.
Did you have contact? Did you get off of Willie?
I had a lot of things.
The devil's
I had a lot of contacts.
The contacts.
We're not going to talk about on the radio.
The contacts smoke from the devil's
a long time ago.
There's a lot of contacts.
Through none of your action. None of your action.
Yeah. The contacts smoke from the devil's lettuce at Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson is legendary. He's the only dude that ever outsmokes Snoop Dogg.
Is that right? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah, it was a big – I was only 16, but I looked like I do now when I was 16. Right. I had hair on my chest.
Age at all.
And I could
– I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Don't, Hootie. All right, but anyway, yeah, I haven't seen a ton of concerts.
Okay. Yeah, you've been away for a while.
But now I need video of Jay Foreman at Metallica.
Yeah, when was this? When was this?
When they started to go to Minneapolis, two of my best friends used to go all the time. They're big Metallica. Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Mm. And so we got in a fight that every year that they went, I didn't get to go, but it was during the off season, so I was kind of in training and stuff. And
how old were you?
32 when I went, because it was right when I retired.
How'd you like it? Where was it?
Love it. It was up in Minneapolis,
Minnesota.
Target Center.
I know. Oh, Target Center.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Target.
Place was rocking.
Was it?
Oh yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
So you want to go to another Metallica concert?
Yeah. Oh no, my next one is Sting.
Sting.
Yeah.
Does Sting still tour?
Oh
yeah, he goes every other year in the United States.
Sting.
When he says Roxanne. Don't you?
I like Sting. I was surprised you went from Metallica to Sting. It's a very different
random concert.
Because I'm versatile, man. You don't understand that?
Random concerts. Yeah. You would be interested. I don't know why I never didn't bring this up, and I did like this show. DP, I don't know what you're going to say to this.
Okay.
Hank Jr. I saw it.
I've seen Bo Cephas.
Have you seen Bo Cephas?
Yeah, I've seen Bo Cephas.
I thought the show was amazing.
Yeah, Hank Jr. I've seen it. If it's country, I've seen it.
Okay.
If it's metal, I've seen them. Yeah, I remember for a long time. I mean, I was in that music circle, so I've pretty much seen everybody.
You're eclectic.
I had to be.
You need to broaden your horizons.
I think next hip hop concert,
we rolling.
I like Coolio.
He does like Coolio.
We need that clip.
Do you need to actually have
we need
this?
That clip.
He has said it several times.
He knows
times
I
before.
Like Coolio.
Yeah,
we need that clip of Simple saying,
I like Coolio. That's his new entrance.
We're talking hip hop, and he said, I like Coolio.
Coolio was sweet.
How do you describe Coolio? If he's not hip hop, what was he?
That's what he called Bahuti and the Blowfish.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He's like mainstream bootleg.
Ooh.
We got to bring him to something.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah, see, that's the old school entertainment. We're talking about some real hip hop. We'll pick you up. We'll have some herbalistics in there.
What's the song I like? Yes, California Lovin'. I love California Love.
Tupac isn't no longer with us.
I know.
We're going to pick you up, Sip. We're going. You're going to get you some herbalistics. Get your mind right. Okay. Get you drinking some Hennessy.
Okay. I can do all that.
Mind right.
I can do all that.
Yeah. This is so. Jake, do you have a meeting at 10 o'clock today?
He better.
I'll see. I'm not sure.
Because Mark stood in for you yesterday because we were talking about black movies.
I was talking about black movies,
and we had a list of them to see whether you had seen any of them or not. Mark Einweiler stepped in for you.
Oh, okay.
You like Kaiser Soze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Out the door. Out the door.
I had a meeting at 10.
You're telling the story about Sartor, and then you say, oh, the Sartor line. You up there telling the story. Next thing you know, we try to find you. Poof.
I was gone at 8:15. What are you talking about?
You left here at 8:22, that car was gone.
88 out the gate. Like, we were looking for him. So Mark,
I'm a busy guy. What
Mark
can I say?
Was like, Mark
Tyreek
was,
Hill over here.
Yeah, yeah. Mark was like, okay, I'll like, this is one we need to do. So Mark came in and we talked about it. And so I gave him 10 movies that I'm going to give to you to see whether you've watched them or not. but Mark had only seen one of the 10.
Okay, don't tease him.
Martin lost his street cred.
He went.
I think I'll lose my street cred.
Because I'm going to tell you, Mark, listen here. Between you three, I know Mark season his meat.
Okay? Right.
I know you two don't season your meat, especially Jake. And then when Mark walked in here, I left here knowing my over under on Mark, knowing if it was 10.
Like,
I was like, oh, I didn't even turn on the radio. Right. Yeah, I'm disappointed.
What does season your meat mean?
Oh, sip.
What's his name? What's the guy that does a sideline reporter?
Can't we just keep it
real? Hold on, what's the dude that be dancing? Tim Brando? Hey, do you know who Tim Brando is?
We really are.
You see how he gets down? Mm-hmm. He seasoned his meat then. He's more versatile.
Tim Brando. Hey, Sim. You think he's got more soul than I got?
If we asked him who he likes hip hop, he wouldn't say Coolio.
And he's probably got hot sauce.
Hey, you
nearby.
Know, cause let me tell you something. He has Louisiana hot sauce, and I'm gonna tell you this. Jason Peter was a head banging metal guy before when we were in college. That's what he was listening to. I know he was listening to all that, you know, death metal or whatever, because that's what he wanted to do, bite heads off and stuff like that. My man be listening to Biggie Smalls, Tupac. He's real, and you up here talking about Coolio. Jason Peter seasoned his meat.
Jay.
Rico's over here.
Okay, I'm here to defend Mark a little bit. He doesn't watch movies because he falls asleep about a quarter of the way through them, even in the theaters. He just doesn't stay awake for movies. So like we said,
we got to get him during the daytime.
He's seen like a quarter of every movie on that list.
Right. He still might nap during the daytime.
Noontime movie.
That's his napping
noontime
situation.
He just passes out.
It was some basic level stuff.
We just got, you know what it is, man. We just got to.
We're gonna have movie night.
People like Sipple. We gotta take. We gotta take you.
People like
Sipple. We gotta take you out of your comfort zone, get you into a place of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, like a lot of Nebraska players, right? So I'm gonna tie it into football, right? Get you in the melting pot, and then you're gonna come out.
Oh, don't give me that.
Hold on. Then you're gonna come out just a whole different. You're gonna walk in the house, walk up to them chickens. Throw that. You're going to have a little swag like you rolling dice. You know what I'm saying?
I got swag.
And then you're going to be, hey.
You have swag with the chickens.
Then you're going to be like.
Swag with the chickens, Rico.
Can you dance, Sipple? Can you
I'm
dance?
Sorry?
Can you
what
dance?
Do you think?
I don't know.
You were a boxer. I would think. Hold on.
I tell you this. Sipple looks like. Here's the thing about Sipple. He says Coolio, so he loses. He's not like. He's an older version of Nick.
But he
loses
danced,
stripes.
But he, that man, he danced to Coolio.
Hold on.
I can dance to Coolio.
He loses stripes when he says Coolio.
Okay.
Like, he goes from, you start him out here, then he goes down to Aaron Rodgers in playoffs.
Right.
Oh, but one thing about, hold on, Sip.
But you were Aaron Rodgers.
I'm bringing you back to life now.
Okay.
But then when you see him dance, when you see him, then he's Patrick Mahomes with 13 seconds left.
Okay.
So now we got to find what he really is, though.
Okay. Oh, you know what I am.
Okay.
Look at it. See?
You know what I mean, I have Barbados hot sauce shit from Barbados. I'm a hot sauce.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
So you like little jerk chicken?
I had it shipped back.
Do you clean your bone off the ribs, or do you leave off your ribs and chicken?
Oh, my God. We just had ribs last night.
Do you clean your bone? I don't care if you had them.
I eat it like I clean it like I'm a dog.
Okay. Then there you go.
Yeah.
No napkin, no nothing. Carnivore.
Flats or drumsticks?
I don't know what flats and – I mean flats.
Flats.
Yeah. Flats.
Right?
Yeah.
Where do you bite the flat?
Oh, boy.
I just
He looked like he eat the bone.
Tell me the truth, because you were in the right place.
He looked like he just crunched
the whole thing in my mouth and coming out.
See, I told you.
See,
my man might be a chameleon.
See, I see.
You know what I'm saying? You can rock out in Kearney, then you can go to North Omaha.
Oh yeah. I'm fine. I'm comfortable either way.
Right, you're cool.
Because if they roll up on you,
that was really good.
Do you still got a little? You know, somebody roll up? Can you still bob and weave a little bit?
What do you think?
You look like a body puncher though, right? You break him down.
Sip was bruising ribs. That's what he was doing.
I'm telling you, getting right kidney punches.
You know the deal.
Yeah. I can see.
You never know what to expect on the spillover.
I can see Sip. I can see Sip when he rolls up there.
What would Jake be?
He's got some soul.
I'm a little
no.
Yeah.
Negative.
He's really white.
Negative.
He's
ghost
really
rider.
White.
Hey, negative. He's really
white.
I try to have soul, and it just doesn't
come out. Pattern.
Out.
Hey. Comes. Negative Ghost Rider, that pattern is full.
No, Jake's a big-time dancer, though.
Yeah, it ain't great, though.
Big-time dancer.
Sometimes it's about confidence, but after a while, the confidence can only take you so far.
That's right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a great dancer.
But you do dance.
Jake, you know
what I prefer you not to watch my dancing.
Oh, that's
dance,
not.
Let me dance with your blinders on. I was having a good time.
Jake changed that little mantra people use, dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah.
He said, I'm dancing,
literally,
please do not watch.
Literally do not watch me while I'm dancing.
That's right.
Hey, Jake, do you count your steps when you do electric slide?
No, I do not count my steps.
Oh. Two.
No, I don't do that. All right, we're out of here. Old school is next. See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.